Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have one of my favorite guests, Carol Matriciana, and we're going to be talking about her wonderful new video. It's called The Gods of Entertainment. Carol, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Dr. Stan, it's always such a pleasure being with you, and I almost long to be there at those beautiful hills that you talk about with such passion.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful spot. In fact, I remember when you were up here many, many years ago.
Yes, and I loved it.
Right. Well, we're blessed to live here, and I don't get as much time as looking at that beautiful view as I'd like to, but because I'm, of course, down sometimes watching your videos, and this is a great new video, The Gods of Entertainment, and you make a very excellent point that the media overall is controlled. And you really open up by talking about who it is who controls the media here in the United States. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think that, I think people probably are shocked, but what I did in the video is explain the agenda behind the power grab of only 5 U.S. mega media conglomerates that, surprisingly enough and shockingly enough, control almost 95% of mass media and entertainment worldwide.
And let me repeat that. 5 major corporations control almost 95% of all entertainment and media and news circulation throughout the world and here in the United States. So pick up the story from there.
Well, most people want to know who the 5 are.
Who are the 5? Of course, I've seen the movie, but who are the 5?
Well, in 2001, we probably had the largest media, mega merger media business, you know, the merger in the history of all media conglomerates combining, and that was AOL amalgamated with Time and Warner Brothers in a $165 billion mega merger. And this basically formed the largest media business in history today. Secondly, the next largest media multinational is Viacom. And then Walt Disney revenues topped $27 billion, and that was last year in 2003. Its worldwide assets amount to almost $50 billion. This was a surprising one. The fourth one was Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, Inc., which is, of course, the powerful provider of news worldwide and has media holdings in not only in America, but in Canada, in Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Asia. So our news has now become entertainment, and it's right up there in the top 5. And then Vivendi Universal, which is a subsidiary of Universal Music Group, is the world's number one production and distribution music company. And they boast the sale of 1 out of every 4 albums worldwide. So you have these 5 USA conglomerates owning 95 or being able, having the power to distribute 95% of mass media. And these media conglomerates, which are worth multiple billions of dollars, own the world's largest entertainment theme parks, major motion picture studios, television, radio broadcast networks, programming, video, news, sports entertainment, integrated telecommunication, including phone and wireless devices.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you once again from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her new video, and if you haven't seen it, you must get it. It's called The Gods of Entertainment. And the entire theme is that the people who control the media in America today have an entirely different worldview than the average American. Now, some people think that they're in this for money. But it is so beautifully brought out in the video by people who are actually working in Hollywood. No, they have a different agenda, and that is an intense hatred of Christianity and the world that you and I believe in. And Carol really makes the point at the very beginning of the movie that about over 95% of the entertainment industry and the mass media is controlled by one of five major corporations, and that would be Disney, Warner, AOL, Times Warner, it would be Viacom, it would be Vivendi, and of course Rupert Murdoch. And they stopped and think of the power that they have to be able to control what the American people think. And although some people will try to tell you Rupert Murdoch is conservative, well, I think he's equally as conservative as Chairman Mao was, but he pretends to be conservative, and you have the Bill O'Reilly program, but they're never going to tell you the real truth. They're going to tell you what you're supposed to hear, thinking you're getting something different. And the great tragedy is most people don't realize that the news is filtered, and what we see here and think controls what the American people believe, and so much of it isn't true. Would you agree with that, Carol?
Yes. I was amazed when I did the research for this video, Gods of Entertainment. I was amazed at the power they wield and hold and who their target audience is. And you know, it's not only, I mean, one doesn't realize that mass media also includes, I mean, everything from wireless devices, computer software, interactive video games, electronic media, the internet, print and news media. I mean, you know, and the substantial music industry. I mean, it's everything. It's not only movies. And as you very clearly said, the news is biased and puts across what entertains people rather than what people should be worried about or thinking about. But I think what I found so absolutely incredible is that within the five massive USA competing corporations, there's this intricate internal business system which provides each of the parent companies with a unique networking and cross-marketing opportunities. So each is able to buy and sell talent and media products within their various businesses.
Hold that thought for just a moment here when we bring on our program other stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Carol Matriciana is back with us, and she's talking about this tremendous centralization of power where they're able to share talent and, of course, working back and forth with one another on many items, competing with one another on the other, but always, of course, with this same worldview, which is violently anti-Judeo-Christian.
Absolutely. And I think what people, I mean, I found a very, very shocking thing in researching the video Gods of Entertainment, that through their aggressive marketing, these five corporations, mega media corporations, battle daily for the ready cash of today's 32 million American teenagers who have the potential to spend $150 billion a year.
But of course, we're also influencing their thought, and the thoughts that they get in their youth will be with them the rest of their lives, unless maybe they can grow up and begin to think independently of the programming they've had, not only in their schools, but from the medium.
Oh, absolutely. This is the most marketed to group of young adults in the history of the world, and they receive up to 3,000 discrete advertising messages a day, Dr. Stan, a day. 10 million by the time they reach 18 years of age. So we can see that for the financial prize that these 32 million American teenagers have, they are seduced, enticed, and deceived, you know, with media hype and bias and worldview. And you know, entertainment is among the most influential teacher of our children and the prime source, as you very clear to say of their values, spiritual instruction, and behavior modification.
But of course, you point out, of course, that the emphasis on the occult and the violence and really the demeaning and the macabre has a profound impact on the children. And of course, people from the media will say, "Oh, well, of course, really, the media doesn't influence their thoughts." And well, if that's true, then the media has taken an awful lot of money unfairly because they're selling advertisement for one reason, and that's of course to influence the worldview and the attitudes of the people who watch the advertisements. Of course, what they see influences them. And first, at one point in your video, you interview Ted Baer, who quotes, I think it was the head of MGM, testifying before Congress, saying, you know, anybody who thinks that what the children see on video doesn't influence them just doesn't understand. Of course it influences them.
Well, of course it does. And we see the influence being taken into copycat murders, and I point out the statistics in Gods of Entertainment in the video, how children mimic copycat murders, violence, crime, the shootings in the Columbine shootings, which I think is what Ted Baer was referring to. Of course all that influenced children, and we saw very clearly that you know, that this was an integral part of the shootings at Columbine and the school shootings across the nation, is because they see it continually on the media, and as Jane Chastain pointed out in the video, then they see it on the news. They see the real live come and see your actual shootings taking place in the streets of America today, and that's followed by supposed fiction and action-packed stories. And you know, children have become completely desensitized, as have adults become desensitized to crime, violence, shooting, language, sex, and then the occult, which was, I wanted to point that out in the video very much, because this the media shapes the values and spiritual instruction and moral behavior of people that watch it. And by the time that children are 17 years old, they've spent at least 40,000 hours immersed in mass media, watching movies, videos, TV programs, you know, playing video games, listening to music, etc. So the amazing statistic, I thought, was the fact that 75% of American teens have a TV in their room, and a third of them have their own personal computer where they spend, apart from other things, an average of 2 hours a day online.
And, you know, I thought that one of the things that you brought out, that, you know, we hear a lot of our Christian ministry saying there's nothing wrong with Harry Potter. After all, children are reading, and we want them reading, and yet you pointed out the tremendous increase in witchcraft or interest in witchcraft on the part of children because of Harry Potter, which is actually being encouraged by some Christian ministries for some unexplainable reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think people just label it as fantasy and just children's literature without realizing that J.K. Rowling herself said that she took all the information from actual folklore, mythology, witchcraft ceremonies, pagan rituals, whatever it was. She says that she got her research from actual alternative religions. So here's the author saying she's drawing from this, and she's incorporating into this supposed, and of course it's fictional in the sense that Harry Potter isn't a real character, but witchcraft is a real religion, and there are hundreds of thousands of practicing witches. That's why the IRS has it as a tax-exempt religion. It's had Supreme Court status. It's got Wiccan chaplains, are in the military. Of course it's a recognized religion, and for the first time in the history of this world, this adult feminine cult religion has been made child-friendly and can come into our schools and is read aloud in the classroom by teachers, when the Bible has been outlawed in classrooms, and yet the teaching of 101 witchcraft is endorsed in as a reading incentive program.
Well, now, of course, you spend a fair amount of time talking about Mel Gibson's film, the the passion and all the opposition there was in Hollywood towards that. And in fact, to the point where, you know, even after Mel had done the film with his own money, nobody in Hollywood would offer their distribution channels. And of course, they control what you see in the movie theaters because they control distribution. And they wouldn't allow him to have any distribution channels that they controlled. So you want to pick up that story, because I think the story of the film, The Passion, reflects the fact that most Americans really do want to see something that is worthwhile and inspiring. And it was a magnificent film. I don't care what all the detractors say. I think it was a great film. I had a great message and a great impact. And I think Mel Gibson should be congratulated. But talk a little bit about, you know, the background of the opposition that he had to putting that film together and all the criticism that we hear from everybody. And yet they don't understand that this film, I'm sure, is going to have a profound impact for good on many people's lives, far greater than most of the films we have and most of the entertainment we see.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. And I'm amazed at the outcry. And it was basically coming from the industry, the jealous industry that just couldn't bear the religious content. Had Mel Gibson done something on Jesus being a homosexual or deviated at all from the truth in what Mel said, he wanted to give a biblical portrayal of Jesus Christ's passion, which he did brilliantly. And had he wanted to do anything to malign the character of Jesus, then Hollywood would have jumped on it just as they did the temptation of Christ. But he kept close to the text of the Bible, and the film was undermined. The publicity was negative. But the most incredible thing, and in this in the video that you'll be carrying, this Gods of Entertainment, my latest production, I interviewed David Manasian, who's a veteran filmmaker, and he worked very closely with Mel Gibson on the behind-the-scenes documentary of Mel's film. So he gave us first-hand information of his discussions with Mel, how he found Mel to be very spiritually astute, and you know, I just was fascinated by that interview. And thrilled that despite the fact that Hollywood tried to stop the distribution of Mel's film, even after he put over 32 million into it, and he went to the industry and asked if he could use their distribution network, and they said absolutely no. But because the Americans wanted biblical principles, although, you know, they supported it by going outside of the Hollywood system and worked with this independent producer in buying up the theaters across the nation. The churches bought up the theaters across the nation and showed this film across the country, and it absolutely broke box office records. I mean, it was just the most unprecedented successful film. And I think Hollywood was completely shocked at the success of it.
And I think they were shocked. I think that they hadn't done enough of a good enough job to destroy the people's belief in Christianity. They're just going to have to try harder. There was one beautiful clip you have in there of an interview between Mel Gibson and Diane Sawyer. Would you mind describing that? That is worth the price of this entire video.
Well, I was so intrigued after the director of the behind the scenes, the Mel Gibson documentary, told me that he had spoken to Mel at length and realized that Mel had a real insight to spiritual warfare. And that is my area of interest, and most of the films that you carry, the supernatural powers, the battle of good and evil, and of course the Harry Potter one, is always reminding your audience that there is a spiritual battle going on for our very souls. And Mel picked up on this, and although Diane Sawyer appeared to be unfair and unbiased in a way, I think her questions were a little pointed, and Mel was very articulate in coming back. And when Diane asked him, you know, what is the power of Satan, and what is this thing, this enemy,
that doesn't want this movie out there.
And she said, what does this enemy want to do? And he says, he wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy everybody out there. And it was very powerful coming from the number two producer in Hollywood after Steven Spielberg is Mel Gibson, and God touched his life with such boldness and power to be able to speak out and lift Christ up.
And saying to Diane Sawyer, he wants you, which is really trite. He really wants every one of us. And of course,
right.
The only thing that will save us is the blood of Jesus Christ. We'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. We'll welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets. And then, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention we carry Miracle 2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our special guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana. Her video that has just come out is called The Gods of Entertainment, and you really need to see it to understand how entertainment is molding not only your reality, but the reality of the children of this country. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-302-7111. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I want to mention we carry several other of Carol's videos. One is the New Barbarians, and it is the most amazing film footage you've ever seen. It's film footage that was actually taken off of the various Arab television sets in the Middle East, television programs, going into how they are conditioning these children, you know, 6, 8, 10 years old, to become terrorist bombers, to hate America, to want to kill us. They really are training them in this, and of course the end result of this, you know, will literally be tearing people to pieces. It's a film that you need to understand what we're up against. Of course, a film on Harry Potter and the battle between good and evil. These are all both available, at least. What is the one on good and evil? What's the title of it, Carol?
Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil.
Supernatural Powers. It's available both in DVD and, of course, in regular video. Are all of them available in DVD or just that one?
No, Harry Potter's available in DVD. I'm working on the New Barbarians. I'm going to add a bonus program on teaching about Islam, which is going to go with that one. That's why I've held up that getting onto DVD. At the moment, the New Barbarians is only on video. And this latest one, Gods of Entertainment, is just been released on video, but will be coming out on DVD.
Well, of course, they're all excellent, and I recommend them all to you. And just by chance, they're all available here at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, because we really are involved in a spiritual battle. There is this battle between good and evil. It's going on. And the average individual doesn't realize it. We certainly don't talk about it in our churches. It's never discussed in the media, because so many of the people on the media are part of this evil influence that is trying to destroy the very souls of our people.
Well, I think the incredible thing in Gods of Entertainment was the interview with Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson is very aware of this, and I think he became increasingly more aware of it as he saw his his peers in Hollywood, in the industry, come so hard against him and criticizing him because he was making the Passion of the Christ in Aramaic, the language that he felt was an appropriate language to make the film in, because that was the language Jesus spoke at the time. Subsequently, since then, he's subtitled it in English, and I want you to know that this film, I've heard, has already been translated into over 800 different dialects and languages, and is going out all over the world. And I am so thrilled that Mel Gibson has gone behind it in such a strong way, because in that interview in Gods of Entertainment, he mentioned the battle between good and evil and the supernatural powers and how Satan appeared as beautiful, as whatever you wanted him or her to appear as, whatever was beauty to the eye of the beholder. That's how this evil, how he depicted evil. And I thought it was very interesting.
I thought it was really so fascinating that in the Garden of Eden, of course, the serpent approaches Jesus, and of course he crushes the snake's head, which of course goes back to the story of the Garden of Eden. But then all through the rest of the film, you see evil lurking in the background. Because this truly, the crucifixion was carrying out this battle between good and evil. You know, I think it added so much to the story, so because people have to understand that Satan was there at that time. And of course, by the Christ being crucified, in many respects, why Satan was defeated, even at that time, long, long ago. He's still here. He's still struggling for supremacy.
Oh, yes.
He's working to establish a world government with the help of the leaders of both of our political parties. That's what this is all about. People never stop and say, how are we going to get this world government? How are we going to get this system? You'll either buy it or sell it, as you be known by the number of your name, or have the mark of the beast, and of course the number is 666. Well, it's all going to be mediated through men. This is how it's coming about. And those men, many of them appear before us on the television screens, they smile, they say exactly what we want to hear. They talk about their Christian dedication, but they are working towards the establishment of the New World Order, the New World Religion, in this eternal battle between good and evil. We'll be right back here in just a moment and welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book in the world that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and though the American people are not being told this, the plans are already underway to reinstitute the draft to take your sons and daughters, and we're going to use the daughters in the next war and send them overseas to fight in the interminable wars of World War III, which is already underway. And if you really think our troops are coming home from Iraq, why, you're incredibly naive. I hate to say that, but we're building 12 or 14 new massive bases there, and we intend to keep our troops there more or less indefinitely. Plans are already underway for other wars in the Middle East, with Iran, with Syria, perhaps having to occupy Saudi Arabia, and in the process inflaming the anger and hostility and fury of the Muslims throughout the world. So you really need to understand what's going on, and then you need to understand what happened to the boys we abandoned in the Second World War. Actually, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff put together a report, and when that report was completed, telling about the boys we abandoned in the Second World War, 20 to 25,000 of them, the boys we abandoned in Korea, about 8,000, the boys we abandoned in Vietnam and Laos, probably several thousand of them. Why, Jesse Helms, who everybody knows is a conservative, because after all, we read the media and we know he's a conservative, but he immediately fired his chief of staff, who'd been with him for 20 years, and immediately fired everybody on his staff. Why? Because they told the truth about the men we abandoned. That report is available. It's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report. It's available through Radio Liberty. We have a four-tape set on the men we left behind, on One Man Returned, on Vietnam, the untold story, and so many other items. You can get them all as part of the Vietnam special. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, because the plan next will be to draft your children. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana, and her book, her video, her latest video, which we just watched last night, The Gods of Entertainment, has wonderful interviews in it, and a lot of wonderful film clips to tie this all together about what's going on. And one of the most interesting interviews was this one with this young man who'd worked very closely with Mel Gibson, and he talked about really what goes on in Hollywood and the intense hatred there of Christianity and everything we believe in. And he points out that so many people think it's money that motivates these people. But I want to pick up that story, because I think it's so important and needs to be reiterated. It's far more than money that motivates these people, because many of the movies they make that have the terrible, vile messages in them, depravity and the occult and violence and explicit sexuality, don't make any money. They lose money on them, but they put them out because they have another agenda. Pick up that story, Carol.
Oh, exactly. That's Well, there's several things that you want to make me say. I think that one of the things that I find so incredible is that whoever controls the media controls the culture that elects the politicians, who appoint the judges, who shape our political and social and legal rules, laws, and spiritual worldview. And I think if people understood that these five big mega companies that control all this are doing it so that they have 100% control of what goes in to the heads and thoughts of people worldwide, so that they can indoctrinate in whatever way they want. But the Mel Gibson's unprecedented success with The Passion of the Christ overwhelmingly expresses the spiritual heart of the majority of Americans. And yet Hollywood's decision makers adamantly refuse to invest in the making of Mel's film or support the distribution. But the hearts of Americans that wanted to see this, got behind the distribution, and it got out there, and it's already been distributed. It's already been translated into over 800 languages, and of course Harry Potter got translated into 48, and I thought that was shocking enough, and went into over 200 countries. But Mel Gibson has got a great agenda of going into 800 different people into different languages and people's groups, and I think that is just wonderful. But the director of Mel's behind the scenes documentary mentioned that the bias in Hollywood is an anti-Judeo-Christian bias, not necessarily money-making, and we see that in one of the points that I brought out in the film was that according to a study by the Christian Film and Television Commission, American audiences want movies with strong moral messages, and box office averages support that, and films that are rated G and PG consistently earned two or three times more money on average than R-rated movies, and movies that contained very strong moral content earned six times more money than movies with very strong immoral and negative content. And yet Hollywood continues to put out this secular, humanist, socialist, homosexual, occult, anti-religious films.
I would call them depraved. And you have to wonder, why would they do that when they know they're not going to make money on them? Because they want to control your souls and the souls of your children. That is what it's all about. And until the American people understand that, we're going to continue just going blithely along, thinking everything's fine, and everything is not fine, because there really are forces of evil there. And I think that Mel Gibson said this so well to Diane Sawyer, when she said, well, who are these forces out there? I mean, what is this force? And he says, it's a force of evil, and it wants you. And I just, I was just so amazed to hear him say that, because he's right on. He has a better grasp of this spiritual battle than I dare say that most of our religious leaders. If they do understand it, they're certainly not bringing this out vividly to their people on a regular basis. After all, most people don't like to hear things like that, that there really is evil in the world. But I fear that one day, because America has turned its back on God, we will see, of course, that evil manifested in really the destruction of the America that we love. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But this video, The Gods of Entertainment, is must-seeing for every one of you out there in the listening audience to begin to get a grasp of what's going on really behind the scenes. And really, it's beautifully done. And, did you direct this? Did you write and direct this both, Carol?
Yes, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've watched the media taking more and more, and mass media, and by this I'm not just talking about entertainment and movies, I'm talking about news and radio and video games and internet and entertainment theme parks. I mean, over the years, as I've taken my very, very young children, I've just watched the direction of entertainment change and how television and radio broadcasting networks and programming have changed. And we now get these programs, one of them which I put into Gods of Entertainment, which is a shocking reality show of five occultists, pagans, a blood-sucking vampire who invite the audience to come and live with them for several days. And I mean, wasn't that absolutely shocking?
Yes, it really was. And the fellow wanted to get himself all pierced and tattooed. And you know, this one woman who was herself was a witch and having casting the spells. A beautiful, beautiful girl. A beautiful woman, but unfortunately having embraced the evil side. And there really is a battle between good and evil taking place today. Most people think that people are inherently good, and I fear that they have not read the Bible and have read the scriptures very, very carefully, because without, of course, God's protection, we will all be swept up into this very essence of evil, which you manifest so beautifully in the film. It's here, and they are using the entertainment media to get our children.
Yes, wonderful special effects, very, very, I mean, thousands of dollars in special effects that make magic and power seem real. It's glamorizing the occult, glamorizing evil, glamorizing sex, and it puts a hunger into young children's hearts. And I think one of the things I found so distressing in making this film, Gods of Entertainment, was the way that our 32 million American teenagers are targeted at a very, very young age, because the corporations want their $150 billion, the potential spending of these kids. They want to hook them into their wares and labels and networks as early as they can. And these kids are just so abused, emotionally and spiritually abused. That's what I find so incredible in all of this, that there's just no concern for their souls. And in one of my other films, Supernatural Powers, I mean, one was able to see these kids just breaking under the... after being involved in the occult for several months, and in some cases a couple of years, how broken these young children become. And so many times their lives end in suicide and drugs and tragedy. The corporations and conglomerates and media at large just don't care.
Well, I think that they do care. I think that they are on the other side. I think that they've got great wealth and great power because they have, in my estimation, sold out to the other side. I think this is beautifully detailed in some of the other videos we have. One I mentioned to you before, where they put out, they sold their souls for rock and roll.
Yes.
We actually will see some of these people from the rock and roll industry saying, yes, we sold our souls to Satan. We knew what we were doing. We did it intentionally, and we got great reward for it. And I really think that until people are aware of this conflict that is there, and this is beautifully brought out in this video, The Gods of Entertainment. So, you know, there, of course, Ted Baer is one of my favorite people. Would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about Ted, who he is, and, of course, his message to the people who watch your film?
Well, he's the director of Movie Guide, which is a fabulous family guide magazine that your listeners could subscribe to on the internet to find out the ratings and contents of any films if they're at all concerned about what they should, if their family should see certain films. Just click in onto movieguide.com and you can find out the spiritual content, and not only the language and sex and violence of the film, but you know what it is trying to indoctrinate the viewer with spiritually. So I tried to, in Gods of Entertainment, in this video, how the power of mass media to influence and corrupt, show that there are wonderful alternatives, that the media in itself isn't bad. It's how it's used, because look what you do with the media. Look what wonderful alternative radio talk show hosts do, and people like Ted Baer, who is the president of the Christian Film and Television Commission. Media can be used for good. I mean, that's what I'm in. I'm in the mass media as well. I make videos and want to teach through the concept of mass media. So, you know, we need to look. We need to go to the good alternatives, good e-news sources, WorldNet Daily, NewsMax.com, and just go to other news sources and not necessarily stick with Rupert Murdoch's news sources and the sort of the mainstream radio that gives us the nonsense stuff, so to speak. But go to wonderful people like you. I mean, I'm always so impressed with what you carry and how deeply concerned you are and the vast range of the topics of books and videos that you carry. I just commend you. I think you're wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. You know, one of the things that I think the people have to understand is that a mind is like an IBM machine. Everything you put into it is indelibly recorded. It's indelibly recorded forever. And, you know, it's there. It may be repressed. They may not even be able to constantly bring it back, although with some difficulty, but it is there. And so when we have our children see these scenes, the violence and the sexuality, that is recorded. It becomes part of their very, very being. That is why the wicked people within the media do exactly what they do. They want to damage the minds of our children. You say, well, why would anybody want to do that? And I would simply point out, there really are evil people out there. And when you understand that, it's not that they're trying to make money, and I think Carol brings this out so beautifully, just sort of going to the background of what happens as far as the money and the making and the profit of these vile, terrible films. They lose money. They don't make money. They make very little money compared with the good, wholesome films. So why do they make the others? They have an agenda. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you have a question, you agree or disagree, we would love to hear from you, but I think it's so important that the average individual understands the tremendous significance of entertainment and its impact on the minds of our children. And I certainly agree that the movie guide put out by Ted Baer is well worthwhile having, so that before your child goes to the movie, you know what's in that movie. And there's one word you have to learn to say, and that is no. Absolutely not. And don't enter into a debate on one way or the other. It's no, because if Ted Baer says it's bad, why, you can be jolly well sure that it is bad. Now, of course, Jane Chastain does a beautiful job, and she's been in the media for a long time, hasn't she? And
she is wonderful. I mean, she became the the first woman. I mean, what she's probably most famous for in the 60s is the first woman in the men's locker room world of sports, where she became the first female sports commentator. But she decided she wanted to make her life count for something and started going, exposing issues that were just not being exposed by the news. And she has become a wonderful political analyst and commentator. And what she has to say, I think, is very, very powerful. And, of course, she writes in WorldNet Daily. She's an author, journalist. She has her own daily radio show. And so I was trying to point out to the people that are able to contribute with good statistics, good information, help us to have good alternatives, because, you know, we are dealing, when we realize that our children, this young group of adults, these 32 million American teenagers, who are the most targeted to group of young adults in the history of the world, and they receive up to 3,000 discrete advertising messages a day. We have got to get into strong combative mode to try and help unprogram, deprogram these kids who receive 10 million discrete advertising messages by the time they reach 18 years of age.
And I think it's so important that we understand that our children really are under attack. Their minds are under attack, their hearts are under attack, their soul is under attack. And the media, you know, at least we're talking about the Hollywood and the television media, most of this is on the other side. Occasionally, you will have a wholesome program, but they are so rare. And then they'll be wholesome, and then the following week when you're feeling so comfortable about the content, why, they'll sneak other things in there that are not necessary at all for the storyline, but they're intent upon corrupting. And when you understand that what they're doing is not accidental, it doesn't make the product any better at all, but it does serve to undermine and destroy the moral foundation of our society and of our children, then it all begins to make sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think the experts that I have from the Bible College and the apologists that come in at the end and help us to be discerning and to measure everything up that we see that comes into our minds, the spiritual dangers of the power of imagination, that they say that the myths and imagination and particularly the graphics of special effects and all of these kind of things need to be tested. We need to test and discern all these things through Scripture and see the incredible power of what is taking place and measure it up to but measure it up against biblical revelation.
Amen to that. Well, Carol, we're out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners this evening?
Well, I would encourage them to support you, Dr. Stan, and to buy your product, and of course I would love them to see Gods of Entertainment, the power of mass media to influence and corrupt. And and I just thank you for what you're doing. I think we need to be aware, discerning, and test everything that goes into our minds through the news, the media, entertainment, whatever it is. We need to be discerning and realize that there is a larger agenda at work.
And thank you for everything you do. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians. They still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for Miracle 2, but we can tell you that a lot of the people who use the products give us some wonderful, wonderful stories about how this has helped rashes that nothing else would help, how it, of course, has helped the psoriasis, or some of the young girls have had wonderful results as far as their acne is concerned, and all we can do is suggest you try this, and of course, I use the moisturizing soap regularly, and then I use the gel. It really has done, I think it's done an excellent, good job for me. I know my wife uses the neutralizing solution, which is a very, very alkaline, highly mineralized solution, and it helps her heartburn. She has to take an occasional pill, but nothing like she did before. And we hear this from other people. Some people say it helps their lower gastrointestinal tract. All we can do is suggest that you try these things, and of course, we hope that you'll be happy with them, and if you are, why, that you'll tell others. And I will tell you that we have people who use these products who tell others, who tell others, who tell others. They're Miracle 2 soap products. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and of course the neutralizing solution. So if you'd like to learn more about them, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or of course you can order the special introductory offer at a reduced price by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And the product is a soap a moisturizing soap, a gel, a lotion, and a neutralizing solution. And of course, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, that you'll try them, that you'll be happy with them, and you'll tell others, which is how we build up a really a great support audience across America for Miracle 2 products. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our audience out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you listen to us and you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, that's the May-June newsletter, which goes into the background of who is Osama bin Laden. Now, not what you've read in the newspaper or heard on television, but who is Osama bin Laden, and why was it that after Bill Clinton gave the order, not once but on several occasions, for the CIA to kill Osama bin Laden, they steadfastly refused to do that? Why would they do something that foolish unintentionally? And there'll be so much more we'll bring out in our next newsletter. Information, of course, that comes from government sources. Not that everything from government sources can be trusted, but some of it really is fascinating. And when you connect all of the dots, you come up with some very unexpected conclusions. So remember, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you. Of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter, and that'd even be better. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And, of course, you can get the book or the video or the audio tape, or you can get them all together. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get Carol Matriciana's wonderful video, The Gods of Entertainment. She has another one. It's called A Spiritual Warfare, The Battle Between Good and Evil. She has one that goes into what they're doing to the minds of the Arab children over there. It's called The New Barbarians. And then her videos on Harry Potter. You need to understand that she's done a tremendous job of getting this information together for you. She has another video on witchcraft, and of course, is all available by just calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Here at Radio Liberty, we carry all sorts of articles, and whether it be on water fluoridation, which is being used to poison us, you say, oh, that can't be true. Yes, the scientific studies show it, and the fact that you're not hearing this is simply a reflection that five major corporations control what you hear, read, and see. And then, of course, the mercury that's been in the vaccines responsible for the epidemic, a true epidemic of autism, and the scientific studies show this. Dr. Mark Geyer had the opportunity with his son to go into the CDC files, and what he found is that they had their studies. They had one group of children that got DPT vaccination with thimerosal, one that didn't, and of course the difference was between night and day. We started out with one child in 10,000 with autism. We're up to about one in 130. And since most of them are boys, probably one in 50 boys is autistic. That's a direct result of what we've done to them. And this is, they say, well, this wasn't done intentionally. Well, I'm sure most people would not do it intentionally, but there really are evil people in the world. There really are people who would like to kill off most of the world's population. And if you doubt that statement, just give us a call of 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Jacques Cousteau's remarks in the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991. Now, if certainly Mel Gibson had said, we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day, well, you'd see that on the media day after day after day after day until it was driven out of Hollywood and out of the country. But when Jacques Cousteau said that, not a word in the controlled media. How could you conceal a remark that would make Hitler blush and envy? Why, very simply, because what you read is controlled. But if you'd like a copy of UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, give us a call. Challenge us to prove what we say, and then we hope many of you will decide to join us in this epic struggle, the true story, struggle between good and evil. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for an understanding on the part of our people. There really are evil and demonic forces at work. And as Mel Gibson said, what do they want? They want you. Pray for our leaders, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.